morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. Did I just scream into the...
No.
Hi, friends. Hi, fiancés.
We's live again. We back. What up?
Apologies for last week.
Yeah, man.
We back.
We is.
You know?
Indeed.
There's stuff.
No.
We've missed a lot.
Yeah.
We missed a lot. We do apologize. I even had a plan. I had a plan that was going to involve some of last week's news that we would have, you know, and then this week happened. And so you just can't go backwards because there's too many things that happened this week that are going backwards.
Yeah.
Or at least trying to. So we had to focus on that.
Yeah. We run into this conundrum every week.
It's true.
This isn't enough time to cover all of the news. Nevertheless, we take a week off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to be clear. It's not like we didn't take a week off. The way that Ambush says that makes it seem like we were on vacation or something. That was not the case.
No, it's true. It's true.
Not the case at all.
Yeah. Good point. Well, how are you? How the heck are you?
I am... ready to go right now.
You ready to go? You ready to take a trip?
The great street scholar Andre 3000 once sang, I'm ready to go right now.
With one John Legend, yes.
With one John Legend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
How bad do you want to go? Is it so bad that you would risk getting banned from American Airlines?
Skip lagging my way right to the band list.
Guys, we were yesterday years old when we were made aware of something called skip lagging. You guys know what skip lagging is? How about this? Yeah. Throwaway ticketing? Hidden cities?
Ever heard of it?
Any of that?
Cities, I think, is going to get me every time.
Are any of these words or phrases part of your traveling strategies? If so, American Airlines has had enough of you guys. Enough.
I've had it.
Enough.
Well, and you know what we really need to do is make sure that the airlines are feeling good, you know, about their everyday practices and procedures. You know, like we want to really make sure that they feel great about it.
Yeah.
That they are making as many pennies as possible. Because who else is going to take us travel by air?
They are stimulating the economy. So, yeah.
Each and every time.
Yeah.
They take off and...
Look out for the little guy.
Sit back down.
So, if anyone that is...
Land.
For anyone that may be a little confused, a little unclear as to what skip lagging is, hidden cities. What's the other one?
Throwaway ticketing.
The practice is defined as booking a flight with the layover. And then once you make it to your layover, the place you actually want to go, you don't head to your final destination. You just hop off. So say, I don't know, I wanted to get to Philly, right? But the ticket price is cheaper if I fly to New York, which is strange. But there's
a layover in Philly, which is also strange.
Which is strange. But so instead, I just buy the flight to New York.
Yes.
And when we get to the layover in Philly, I just pop off, you know?
Do not return.
No. Head to the rental, grab my car, and go see my fams.
Yeah.
You know? I don't need those extra 2 hours to get to New York. What, drive back down?
Drive back. Train.
I've done that
Always
before.
Take the train. The train is a great way to get to New York from Philly or vice versa.
Yeah. So the airlines, Big Mad, not medium.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on Big Mad. But before we get into how upset they are, I want to be clear because you are buying a ticket. You are buying a ticket that is for that airline, for that route, right? It's not like I'm buying a ticket to... Sound of Freedom, the movie, and then I go in and I watch Transformers 18 instead.
Wow, 18.
Oh, I just don't know what number we're on.
It's not like Fast and Furious.
It is. Absolutely. It
isn't.
Close.
Now, if you want to compare, you know, the realism.
Michael Bay does both of them. Wow. Does he not?
I don't think so.
I mean, you're probably not wrong, but the fact that you have to hesitate.
Because Bay did the earlier ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he's still with the franchise, okay?
Screen person.
Rudo, find out. Is Michael Bay with the last Transformer movies? I don't think so. Bumblebee was amazing. Anyway.
So what I'm trying to get at is that you have purchased a ticket that is a actual route. It's correct. Not as if you cobbled together something else, you know, that took the plane, diverted the plane. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, which I don't think that we're ever really made aware, purposely, why airfare is what it is, why it costs what it does, why routes, certain routes are whatever they are, why it costs more to go to the X coast than the X coast, you know. We don't get those explanations.
I mean, I can give it to you.
Oh, okay. It's
fuel, you know?
So anyway.
Wow. Okay.
Not here, sir.
Come here.
So that's just you illustrated that. If, I want to get to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I have a layover in, or I want to get to Detroit and there's
the flight is
to Philly and I get off in Detroit and move freely about Michigan.
Yeah.
They will potentially ban you.
Yeah.
Take away your air miles if you're a certain status.
Amen.
Or your points. Points probably not miles. I don't know. But either way, they're punishing you.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, tell me what you get. I want to hear more about how you get it.
Wait, before I get it, So this is what's happening to people, right? They are purchasing tickets through a website or app called SkipLag.
Yeah.
And when they get to the airport, their digital boarding passes are getting flagged. And they're being asked to come to the counter.
Step to the ticketing gate.
We need to ask you.
Ooh, hard pass. Did I win the lottery of I got the free upgrade? I get the free? Am I good? I'm going to first class, baby.
Now, mind you, the website, the app tells you, do not let the airlines know you've purchased through SkipLag. This isn't like kayak. I don't get that wording on kayak. I don't get this wording on.
Well, you know, maybe in the early days of Priceline, maybe TravelZoo. Maybe it was like, hey guys, don't mention. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get those.
Except for I think that they always somehow had to partner with, and by somehow I mean going up against a very powerful industry.
Oh yeah.
So they probably created Hotwire and all those orbits. Uh-huh.
Orbits. Wow, these orbits are so long. Okay. So you purchase through SkipLag. They tell you don't let the airline know. And then when you get there, somehow your boarding pass is flagged. And they ask you to come to the counter. And they're like, hey, so where are you flying to? And if you're quick on your feet, you give them your final destination. But for some who have not been quick on their feet, they give the hidden city. Right. The place at which they actually plan to depart, and it causes an issue. And American Airlines has been one of the more vocal airlines, and they're like, yeah, we're going to ban you. And a kid got banned for 3 years. 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me why you get it so that I can yell into a microphone for 37 seconds. All
right, well, here it goes. Me, myself, when I first started my airline, there were so many challenges came up across. And, you know, one of those challenges, for sure, was skip lagging. people doing hidden cities on me. And you know what it did? It eliminated the opportunity for me to sell an actual ticket for that connecting flight. Because in my computer, it says that seat's already filled. Unbeknownst, little Jake hopped off in North Carolina.
Huh? It, you know, when it wasn't unbeknownst, when the plane that little Jake was about to get on to go to North Carolina didn't have him on it, and they took off anyway. That's when it was no longer unbeknownst. So it was knownst.
So to be clear, there's a window of half an hour between boarding and takeoff.
Yeah.
At which I get to sell a ticket to fill that seat. Is that what you're meaning to tell me, Morgan?
I'm meaning to tell you that you already sold that seat, sir. Mm. I mean to tell you, harumph, you already sold that seat. You don't get to be mad because you didn't get to double dip, which is exactly what the airlines are doing right now.
Pause.
Okay.
There's a text that came through.
Oh, I love a text that came through. I was about to ask you, are we on the air? Because this is a spirited conversation.
Spirited. See what you did there. Okay. So did airlines hire a chief pettiness officer for their policies or what? Probably making $3 billion a year.
No, it's exactly that. It's exactly that. Chief pettiness officer.
Yeah.
Also, how do I apply? I'm pretty sure my resume is perfect for it.
Would you work for the airlines or a different industry as a chief pettiness officer?
Yeah, I gotta go a different route.
Okay.
Airlines have, you know, just been too instructive to to bad policies. I can't be a part of it, man.
Would you return to ticketing as a chief pettiness officer?
Would I have to?
No, I'm asking. No, you wouldn't have to. I just don't know some industry options.
I would love to be the chief pettiness officer of entertainment ticketing. I think that actually fits me very well. I'm ready for the challenge.
Is that so you can tell people you didn't buy that ticket from us?
Yeah, and exactly that.
Now moving forward, you can't.
We have blocked you because you clearly like to buy your tickets from brokers and
bring your broker's problems.
And bring your broker's problems directly to my face. And I want the parts.
Now I'm done.
Yeah, so this is my thing. The airlines who are, I hope everybody knows that they are the inventors of the dynamic pricing that we now deal with today in not just obviously airline travel, but also all of those entertainments that you love to see, that live entertainment. That is the airlines who were like, you know what we discovered? You can sell one ticket over here for 100 and a ticket over here for 7. It's amazing. Let's all do it. So those same people now want to be able to, like, and you know what? Let me say that this is me speculating because I do not understand and they have not explained what is upsetting about this to the airlines. What's the problem with the flow of the, you know, the chain of events? Is it like, you know, you're upset because now you've lost a passenger? Do you think you've lost a passenger? Do you think you need to hold the plane?
No.
Is it, you know, like, is that the situation? Does this create some sort of major delay? Or, follow me here, is it because you're not making the money on that? Because what Ambush said to me as the owner of his own airline,
that going right,
is I have an opportunity here to resell that seat.
Ambush Air.
Somebody would be able to hop on in Philly.
Yeah.
And go to New York for probably more than I charged that last person.
You're daggone right. And now you've taken that from me.
And you've taken that from me. And the airlines are incensed. That to me is absolutely unacceptable. Like, you do not get to be upset because you are not able to literally double dip on a seat you've already sold.
Right.
You've also already oversold the plane multiple times, right?
Hey, hey, hey,
because
slow
that
down.
Is absolutely a part of the process.
Yes. Slow down, okay?
Huh?
This is...
Are the airlines banning the people that buy tickets that don't make their flight? Do they wait?
I think it's that for music break.
Yo, do they wait? Do they wait until those people show up? Or do they take off?
They take off. Listen, we got to stay on schedule.
Wonderful. I'd love for that to be true for every airline. I would love for them to stay on schedule as much as possible. What happens in the mind of the executives there? Because like this text says, probably making $3 billion a year. We know that the airlines are raking it in.
Oh, absolutely.
What they then do with it is apparently their business. But raking it in.
Yeah. Well, they're spending some of it for lobbying, for sure.
Yeah, just a little
small
sample size of the billions.
It's a skosh.
It's absolutely insane to me. And reminded me immediately, I was reading a story about a landlord who rented out a tenant's apartment while that tenant was on a 2-month, call it a vacation, but not really, you know, just gone visiting family. Airbnb'd their house out.
I'm curious as to how many times they Airbnb'd it. You were gone for 2 months, right? How many times? How many groups of different
How many groups of different people
did you have come in my house? Who paid for, like,
all while I'm paying rent, right?
Yo,
all while I'm paying rent.
Yo. That's so
and you
horrible.
Say absolutely nothing to me and you don't plan to, but the only reason that I even know that any of this happened is they have stolen some things. Somebody has. Probably the landlord.
It's so
stolen
terrible.
Things. And then I'm told, oh yeah, you said you'd be gone for a few months, so I Airbnb'd your apart or your house. You take it up with your renter's insurance. I'm not responsible for anything.
You turned my bedroom into a hotel room. Just random, sitting on my
without
bed.
Without a word. Without a word.
You should lose your license. With landlording license? What do they call
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they definitely have
your
those.
Permit?
Yeah, they yeah. definitely have those because there are great regulations, as you know,
you're
to protect
lording,
tenants from predatory landlords.
You're lording over lands. There should be licensure.
I'm not mad at what you're saying here. Yeah. It's just...
You're
just
like, it's not a thing.
Extreme. I mean, think about the people who are mad that there are regulations on air quality right. and what are the water we drink. You think they're going to be excited? Ready? For landlords got to get... got to go to landlord school?
Landlord academy. Take their diploma back, bro.
Like yeah, exactly. They just it definitely is something that should have a certificate, if
yes,
you will.
Of lauding.
But yeah, that's I mean, you don't have the right to sell it twice. You don't have the right to rent it twice. That's not a part of the agreement.
Now, when it comes to the housing situation,
the airlines is probably in the terms and conditions.
I was going to say that when it comes to that you know. The Airbnb situation. Me and you were on the same page.
Okay.
We're of one accord.
Love it.
You know,
yeah. Tell me, where's the disconnect?
And again, who's looking out for the little guy? The airline owners. Like, I need to know, you know, as, you know, proprietor of Ambush Air, that my tickets are protected against this type of fraud. You know?
Wow.
It's obvious fraud. You bought your ticket off of skip lag. We seen it. Okay. And then we ask you where you're going and you don't even have like your story together. Ban. I am curious to see what airlines
ban.
Is.
The money still went to your pocket though.
Well,
they socked it to your pocket.
How's it play? How's it go? Play stupid games, win dumb prizes.
Oh, that's okay. Not how it goes, but sure.
Is it the other way around? Stupid games, dumb games, stupid prizes?
It's stupid. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Oh. All right. I offered that question to the audience.
Oh, that's my... Okay. You know? Please.
No,
please, everybody, let us know. How's that? How's that go? Oh, I feel like this is a text message for me to read. It says, y'all got any tasty Scott Baio bobs? Huh? Morning, fam. Missed you last week. Rudo. Rudo, I think this is a perfect time for Ambush to regale us with that story. We have to be quick, though, because we're going to have to get to the music break and get to the news stories. We haven't even told people what we're going to talk about today. So yeah, I think you got to do that real fast.
So, we were so happy to attend the in-person X-Ray FM all-staff meeting a couple weekends ago. It was great to see so many of our...
All-station.
All-station.
Because we're not all-staff.
Oh, yeah. All-station meeting. That's true. I was so happy to see some of the other, regulars, X-Ray hosts, We saw a bunch of people. Cliff, Danny Ocean.
Mm-hmm. Can Jones.
Can Jones was definitely there. The Unrefined Sophists were to Kit.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That was someone give me that drop.
That was an easy one to pull off.
A little nugget.
And I also got a chance to see Rudo. What up, Chris from Beaches? Got a chance to see Rudo. Huh?
And Rudo came with gifts.
Rudo walks up on me while I'm eating, no less. Huh. And says, hey, I think you dropped this. And puts a Scott Baio record in my hands.
Teen heartthrob Scott Baio.
And he puts it in my hands while I'm still deciphering what it is. Because the DJ in me was like, ooh, record. And I grab it and I'm looking like, wait, what? I don't want this crapola.
Is the Charles in Charge theme song on that record? Did you look?
I didn't look. I don't think so. I don't think he's pulling up.
My fingers are crossed.
With the Charles in Charge.
Oh, my fingers are crossed. That album.
Oh, you want it on there?
Absolutely.
Charles in Charge of your life. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you're wrong as the right. Okay, cool.
There you go. I'm glad you remember the words. It's pretty amazing.
So I'm like, I don't want this. And Rudo's like, oh, possession is 9/10 of the law or something clever like that. And he's like, hey, you got it now. Hey, that's hey, hands off. That's yours. That belongs to you. And what Rudo doesn't know is he started something. Oh, you started something.
This is true.
The prank gift war has begun, good sir. Has begun. Rally also, your troops.
Also, Ambush has no chill when it comes to the pranks. He is Winston from New Girl, if anybody is familiar. And if you're not, I can give you a quick little example.
Yeah.
Winston, not knowing which way to go in a prank at one point, is like, let's just cut the brakes to their car.
Winston, that's not a prank.
It'd be so funny. So, Winston, be careful, Rudo.
It's definitely not a prank.
Ambush doesn't know how to, which one is okay. You know?
I do.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. Huh? You meet them where they are and go a skosh below. That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Earlier you were talking about spending like $1 million on a record just to, that was a prank that.
Rudo, disregard the last 20 seconds of the show.
Morgan
knows out of what she speaks.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it was great. That was an amazing meeting there. It was great to see everybody. Wait,
just Rudo in the air duct with a badger. Yes. Yes, it's that.
Winston does too little or too much.
That's exactly it. Yeah. There is no in between. No. There is no, he never gets it right. Never gets it right.
Two littles are hilarious, though, because it was like, okay, well, Winston, so what was
that's
that?
A cake. That's why a cake. You didn't do anything to it. It's just,
but they didn't want a cake.
And that's exactly how that goes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You nailed it.
And now they're stuck with one. Okay.
All right, so I'm going to give it to you because Ambush is getting ready to take us to a music break.
Sure.
So today, we are going to talk about in this final hour.
Right.
Man, I'm sorry, y'all. We gonna learn how to make the quick topic in the beginning be quick and not half of the show.
No, we won't. We're just going to add on more.
Yeah, he's probably right. Yeah. We're going to do what?
What? He's probably right. We're gonna do what? I said we're just gonna add on more shows. Just in.
Oh. All right. So I'm wondering, does Portland City Council's very own Rainbow Coalition have an embarrassment or shame kink? Yeah. And this is not to kink shame.
Right. It's a question.
But the question is valid.
Just ask some questions.
And I feel like it's got to be answered. We're also going to talk about Tevis and the Wheelers showing off the outdoor closets that they're going to call housing.
Ridiculous.
And in national news, workers are uniting. People are learning, and companies are about to find out.
Bruh, it is going down in the town with these strikes.
Big things.
Yeah, super big things. I'm really excited to talk about this. Yeah, Rudo. Straight bug it. Morgan woke up with that song in her heart.
I did.
And the worst part is, I said to her this morning, I had a song stuck in my head. And I don't know if this happens to you guys, too. You get up, you go to the bathroom. There's always that terrible hour or two before you have to actually get up when your body's like, you know what? We can't wait.
Maybe you should get up.
Maybe you should get up now and go to the bathroom and then try to fight your way back to sleep. And in a lot of those scenarios, I wake up to a song in my head in the middle of daggone night. And it's stuck in my head and it's hard for me to get back to sleep. Then you got to try to jukebox another song in there and you focus on the new song to block the old song up. In any event, I told Morgan, the song that was stuck in my head this morning was a DuckTales theme song. And what did she do?
A woo!
That's right. Because that's helpful.
Yeah! It's called joining in.
No one asked for the join in. I asked for the solution, and you gave me a woohoo.
No, you told me there was a song stuck in your head. You didn't ask for anything, number one.
Okay.
But what did I do as an incredible partner? I joined you. Huh? In unison, and we sang the song together.
We did not sing the song together.
Okay.
No.
Well.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Nothing there.
Yeah.
Right. Torment.
It wasn't torment. Well, it's a fantastic song. And what did I do? I got it out of your head with Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Jitterbug.
So, I mean, next time, thank me. That's a lot of words to, you could have just said, thank you, Morgan.
Wow.
Thanks for helping me get that song out of my head. Totally worked.
I went around the
block. No more Scrooge McDuck over here. Huh? That's what happened. And instead, here you are.
Life is like an airplane. So.
What?
Listen.
You're going to fly it all night long? Like a highway? Life is a highway.
Man, I should play that next.
No, you should not.
Oh.
We can move forward.
Man. That's not John Cougar Mellencamp, is it?
Yep.
Oh, well, if it is, good on me.
Yeah, I'm...
Also, he's canceled.
Really?
Yeah, Ted at the museum told me he's on some MAGA stuff. No John Cougar Mellencamp.
Weird.
Yeah. Anyways... Gonzalez, Ryan, and Maps walk into a bar. Portland City Council members are considering placing three separate measures on a November ballot that would alter voter. I won't say greatly alter. I'm just throwing words in there. Alter voter approved changes to the city's form of government. The measures were proposed by Commissioners Renee Gonzalez and Dan Ryan, who believe the changes are either too confusing, costly, or impractical to carry out. You hear how they describe your decision making?
Lord!
Measure 26228 was passed by voters in Portland, Oregon in November 2022. The measure made a number of changes to the city's form of government, including expanding the city council from 9 to 12 members, creating 4 geographic districts, and implementing ranked choice voting.
It's a hard one. I don't know why I can't just say it either.
Rancho.
Yep.
What measure would grant the mayor veto power over any policy passed by city council? Another measure would reduce the size of the city council from 12 to 8. A third measure would change the ranked choice voting system that was approved by voters last year. The proposals have drawn pushback from staff, election experts, and fellow city council members. The measures were proposed after the city began laying the groundwork for the changes to the city charter, which passed with nearly 60% of the vote. The cost estimations that come with expanding city council have left some commissioners with sticker shock because it's coming out of their pockets. If the measures are approved, it would require the city's election staff to plan to hold a special election in early November. I don't like being told that I don't really know what I decided upon.
You know, this is a question I'd like to take to the fiancés. How do you feel about one of your, a couple of your city council commissioners saying you're not smart enough to know and handle the complexities of the thing that you voted for? And then we're going to add on that he also said, of the nearly 650,000 people that live in Portland, there are not 12 qualified people to serve on city council.
Bruh.
How do we feel about that? We should have started the show with that question. Because I really want to know where that put people. Because where it put me was a state of rage. Because what you don't get to do is patronize and condescend while you are actively harming people.
Right.
Actively harming people in the name of, like, capitalism. Just, like, just pledging allegiance to, you know, humongous air quote small businesses, and yes, including your airline ambush.
All right, $1,000 bill, y'all.
One of the things that makes me most upset about being condescended to in that way is this is a person who ran a campaign and actively on just hatred for a black woman, period. And now,
in case you forgot,
they get to, you know, bring in a black woman to ask her all the same questions that she has already explained, that the voters of Portland have already voted on. This is supposed to be one of those things that they call a dead issue.
Right.
Because right now you're supposed to be implementing these changes.
Right.
You are not supposed to be talking about revising it. But all three of those gents, they all want to crack at being the mayor.
Yeah.
And nobody wants their power. And when I say nobody, I mean people that are seeking to abuse power.
Right.
They do not want that power being restricted in any way.
Yeah, usurped.
So not only is, we got to make sure there's some veto power for the mayor. And we got to make sure that we're taking another look at some of these policies that the voters have voted for, because I don't know. Do they really understand?
It's disgusting.
I want to know how anybody listening right now, is Renee the one for you?
Was he?
That's a different question. I want to know if people are still pumped. Are you still pumped?
Or have they gone into what often happens? Have they, you know, started skipping class? It's no longer election season. Do you kind of just lay dormant until it's time for your input again? Here's the thing, guys. It's time for your input year round. It's a full-time job. Trying to survive these social structures. It's a full-time job. And what I really find irritating is how they're able to do things like this. Right here in our face, public eye, and they feel comfortable. They don't feel like they're going to, you know, be under any scrutiny. There's no checks and balances for them. There's nothing that's like, ooh, you know what? This might be unpopular and could damage my ability to do my job and have the trust of the citizenry. That's never an issue for any of these guys. Ever an issue. If I was Mingus, I would be putting, like, I'd be meeting with my team. Hey, we gotta find some way to make this Reimagine Oregon thing. We gotta turn the negative into a positive. They just move. They just do sinister things, go unchecked, and keep it pushing. Like, this is wild. We voted for something. You're now saying, you didn't really vote for that.
Worse than that, I think.
What you voted for.
You don't know.
You don't know what you really
you cannot for. You can't wrap your mind around what you voted for. You can't wrap your mind around the cost to it. You can't wrap your mind around how all these people are not going to be qualified for these positions. Like, you think we don't understand because it doesn't go for what you want? Like, that's the only reason that you could even, you know, like.
I got a solution. Next cycle, vote them all out. These are people that are telling you, you don't know what to do with your vote. Get them out. Get them out. Get them out.
Yes, absolutely.
It's unrealistic.
Reggae horns.
That's some good phrasing. Absolutely reggae.
We are dealing with troubled times, as they say.
Yeah.
But when you are able to get a, agent like Mingus, like Renee.
Agent is the right word.
Like Dan. When you are able to get them onto and into positions of power, know that they have been able to spend however long it is. It doesn't need to be a lifetime long, but they have been able to spend enough time doing a particular level of performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
That has allowed them to get enough people to believe that they actually care or will do or, right? But these are the same people that are actively stripping things that we know we have voted for.
Right.
And two, we know that the ways that they want to do it doesn't work because the way they want to do it is the norm. These are the same people that are telling you, we got to do something different. We've got to try something new. But then there is no new to their plan.
Right.
It's still the same old cruelty repackaged and called urban alchemy. But it's the same. So they're not only trying to take these things away, they are also trying to take another look at a few policies. Yeah. You know, what about these programs over here? So Renee wants to, you know, see what needs some tweaking in the police accountability thing, committee. I wonder why he needs to see if there's some tweaking needed. Is it the same police accountability committee that doesn't get to actually do anything?
Right.
Is it that same one that's already hamstringed? Like, is it that one? Or are we disbanding that one to create a new one to do the same thing over and over and over, and all the while there is zero accountability? There is zero responsibility placed on PPB. There is no reform or training. None of that. We're just going to do this dance. And they're perfectly fine doing that dance.
Yep. Yep.
They got no problem. That dance gets them elected. But they're the ones creating. I mean, they're creating the issues and then pretending they have the way to solve it. And the way to solve it is create more of the issue.
Absolutely. Come on. Absolutely. Nothing really, to me, exposes their hand more than that. Veto power for the mayor.
Hello.
Like, you just want to be king. You know what? I want to.
Ooh, yes. That's art.
That's the next song you
want to hear? Next song. Give me Lion King, baby.
Not only do we want to decrease the amount of representatives that you're asking for in this new structure, I want to be able to, as the mayor, once I get in, veto those decisions.
Well, because the city council isn't really that smart, right? Like, you just can't just go with what they say. You need to be able to get in there and make some decisions. As if the voters of Portland, nearly 60%, as if they didn't understand that the point was to strip the mayor of some of those powers.
Right.
That's the point.
Right.
One of the points. Sorry for screaming in your ears. Yeah.
Getting that the passion come across.
But it really is out of this world to have someone like Renee, who is trying to disband Portland Street Response, who is taking away life-saving measures for houseless and poor people, and then telling you, you know, there's really only way to handle this. We got to lock them up.
Right.
And really, all we have to do, guys, is the opposite of what that black lady told us to do. And then we're good to go.
Watch.
Because the black women are ruining Portland.
Watch us go, guys. We got a couple of texts. Another round of condescension and gaslighting from the city council. Not surprised, but definitely offended.
Yes.
Someone answer your question directly. No, Renee was never the one. We got another one. Find me the people who voted for him in the first place, because honestly, I don't want to understand, but I need to understand why.
See, this is the fiance speaking my actual mind, my heart, my mind.
Rudo did not skip a beat. He said, life is like a hurricane here in X-Ray. We got one more batch. Listen, fiance, we've been engaged for quite some time. About this question, I got to make sure you're on the air today. The whole process was a scam, meaning they tried this in the past here in Portland to reorganize our commissioner or mayoral shit.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of controlling 12 people scared the F out of the four that are doing the work now. And of course, Renee wants to see about the police accountability committee, because he used to be a cop. Who knew that?
Wait, like an actual? An actual police?
Popo?
Wait. I mean, because clearly it's got the cop mentality, but wait, fiance.
Are you telling me that's Eric Adams? That's
Renee
right.
Renee Gonzalez is our Eric Adams. He can never be married. You guys, this is bad news.
Never.
Wait a minute. Seriously? Am I today years old?
You got to do some research. That's right. Zero accountability. They don't even know what the F accountability means. Nor do they know what violence means.
Hello.
Sincerely, Portland. Y'all lit this morning. Y'all super lit. Please tell me he wasn't.
Oh, I mean, I'm gonna have to get. We'll get to that. I'll work on that.
Officer Gonzalez. Is that what you're telling me?
Sounds right.
It does, and he looks the part.
It certainly, yeah, it makes that haircut make a lot more sense.
I was literally about to say he still has the haircut. I was just about to say that.
Definitely makes the haircut make more sense.
Oh yeah.
It also, you know, I would have let it just sit at. The cops had endorsed him, so of course he wants to see the accountability commission, you know, go away.
And, right.
Because also, I think that there are people who truly understand that the police's job is to protect property and capital, and when you have those two things, you want someone working on your side. Wow. You know? So I just thought he was that. Honestly, but I cannot wait to get my fingers to type in.
I'm doing that research. Okay.
Figure that part out.
Morgan Jones, what do we have coming up next?
Well, DJ Ambush, we're going to move right in.
I got what you're saying there. I got that one. You're moving in.
Do you remember the show where they would like totally revamp your house, like you would leave for a week and then you come back? I think it was Extreme Makeover, Home Makeover.
Can I tell you what happened when you asked me that question? You said, do you remember the show? And the first show that popped in my head was Step by Step. So I didn't say anything.
Wow.
I don't see it. And then Extreme Makeover, as we continue on. I do remember that show. They spin you around and they're like, this is your, or they pull the truck away and reveal it. And you're like, what?
That's the one. House? They pulled it. What? pull the fake billboard thing, the truck pulls, and oh my word.
Old picture of your house is up there.
Yes. Like, exactly that.
What? You put in garden gnomes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they've made your backyard an entire enchanted fortress.
Yeah. For the kid.
Forest is what I meant to say. Forest.
For the kid that's about to age out of that.
Exactly. But they're a fairy light, so everybody loves it. Mm. We got one of those. You may have missed it. We got an extreme makeover. Just kidding. We don't care about homeless people, but we like spending money on projects that won't work. Parking lot edition.
Wow.
If anybody wants to hire me, I am a writer on strike, but. Okay.
No, you can't take new jobs if you're on strike.
Well, you didn't let me finish what I was going to say, but it doesn't matter anyway, because I'm not a writer on strike. But I was really proud of that. On Monday, the mayor and his little friends gave a sneak peek of the latest dehumanizing waste of money sleeping pods on asphalt. Portland is opening its first large outdoor homeless shelter at the Clinton Triangle Temporary Alternative Shelter site.
What?
I feel like if we just use more, it's like, let's just use more words and make it.
The CTTASS?
Okay.
They didn't have any.
Okay.
They were stuck.
The shelter will have 140 sleeping pods and 20 tents and claims to be able to accommodate an estimated 200 people. It's also expected to cost $5 million annually to operate. The site will be managed by Urban Alchemy, the California-based nonprofit that operates outdoor homeless encampments in L.A. and San Francisco, doing so well. Also the same place that has several accusations of labor violations and sexual assault. The stated goal of the shelter is to connect residents with permanent housing options. From OPB, shout out to Alex one more time, Alex Zielinski, friend of the show. People can only access a bed at the Clinton Triangle shelter site through a referral by a city outreach worker or nonprofit service provider. Anyone who shows up at the site's entrance seeking shelter will be given a phone number to call to request a referral. I'm going to go one step back. The stated goal of the shelter is to connect residents with permanent housing options. If you show up there, you will get a resource to call a number for a temporary sleeping pod.
Here's an idea.
For a referral. So, fingers crossed.
Here's an idea. Why not use one of those pods as an office for someone to be on site to process people that are walking up to receive services as opposed to giving them a phone number for them to call on what phone with what money?
Oh, well, you know, Obama gave everybody phones, so.
And that's the problem. They want everything for free.
It's true. Have y'all seen the pods? I need you to jump in. I need you to tell me if you've seen. Did you see them? Also, when we started this, we're going to ban outdoor camping except for where we sanction it because we spent millions of dollars to put tents up. What were we calling it? Sleeping pods? Were we calling it cot in a tent? Like, what was. What were we, or were we calling, were they calling it housing?
Housing.
Because I'm pretty sure they were calling it housing. Temporary housing.
They were. This ain't that.
And what they really mean is we don't actually care at all about what happens to you people. What we are tired of is having to walk over any of the, you know, buffoonery that is happening out here.
The gallivantics.
I don't want to have to see XYZ. And I get it. People are tired of, seeing people use the bathroom outside.
You know what
I wonder
do?
How we could fix that.
You know what I do?
What do you do?
I look away and give that person privacy.
You know, impossible.
Yeah, because you don't have to look at people use the bathroom outside.
Absolutely impossible. You would never be able to look away. You're just lying, Ambush. What do you got? Rose-colored glasses?
Oh.
That you just see things differently, huh? You don't see color or poop.
No. I don't see poop of any color. Since you know so much.
I mean, this is not... So, I asked if you've seen it. For those who have not seen it, this is a shed, maybe.
No, maybe. It's a shed. It's a shed with a bed with... its own localized control heating and air conditioning, but it is a shed. There is no space in there. Well, one of the key things that I mentioned, like I noticed that's missing, is a refrigerator, some type of cooling unit for people to be able to keep their own groceries. Like, there's, what was it, shared bathroom, shared
There's a shared
area.
Bathroom, laundry, kitchen, shower situation. That we've not seen.
Are we providing them with detergent? Like, what's happening here?
I think Urban Alchemy will bill the city of Portland thousands of dollars for detergent and services related to laundry.
Powdered detergent, no less.
They'll probably also be coin operated. You know, you're probably going to have to pay. But even if you didn't, talk to me about the shared kitchen situation at the sleeping pod parking lot and how it works. Do you sign up for times? What's the process of somebody coming into the community?
Right.
One of the things I read said they're going to, you know, start slow. You're not going to just fill these 140 pods immediately.
What?
We're going to, you know, you got to let it slow burn.
People are slowly burning outside. What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? What is going on?
What is happening? We are wasting time. And we are allowing people to die in the process. We're still pretending as if climate change isn't real. We're still pretending as if Portland is used to being in the high 90s for days and weeks on end. We're still pretending like it doesn't feel like the South outside. You know why it feels like the South outside? It's not just the fires, climate change. It's also absolute warming of the globe.
Period. Period.
And our climate is different. This is a different environment than it was years ago. We cannot pretend like that's not true. Mm-hmm. And it was just last summer when we were talking about the landlords who were trying to kick people out over using AC units.
Yep. Yep.
And that's still happening today. Because with that whole year, those landlords did a whole lot to make sure that their, you know, property was going to be taken care of while the tenants don't die inside.
Even more deplorable, that was public housing.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Like... Even worse, bro.
Subsidized
housing.
Yeah. Like, but it was like low-income seniors.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Like, it was.
These people's nanas. What is wrong with y'all?
Where we are in this, like, timeline is nutty.
Yeah.
Because how is it true that in the same week that they, you know, pull the ribbon off of the preview of what they have, you had to change it to sleeping pods because it's not housing.
It's not housing.
It's a place to sleep in a door that locks, and that's great. I'm glad there's a door. Yes.
Right.
You are showing us that these people are not people to you when you say, I don't put a bed in there. All they need is a bed and a door, right?
Is that all you need?
What an enormous waste of money when this could be. We already know that Housing First is cheaper than all of this.
So crazy.
We already know that. Like, there's too much
data.
Evidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too much. Why would we be trying? Like, I really want someone to have to explain why doing the things we know won't work is new and inventive.
Mm-hmm.
How that's seriously trying to address the problem. I need someone to explain that to me because it doesn't feel, it doesn't seem, it doesn't hit as if you are trying to solve a problem. It seems as if you are exacerbating.
Yep.
And then hand-wringing. Oh, I can't believe all these people outside.
Oh, but can't you? You've done everything in your power to create this and maintain it for as long as possible. Oh, but can't you believe it?
Well, talk to me about where all that money went during COVID. When companies were getting saved left and right.
Right. Texas said, this city is absolutely despicable. Low-key sounds like a concentration camp to me.
Nah. Completely. Yeah. Completely.
Yeah.
It is despicable. Yeah. And to have people championing this, to have people saying, finally, mm-hmm. someone's doing something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People are looking at this as a win in some way.
To that point, Tex, I'm sure there are people who find the pod idea safer than the current sleeping situations. However, $5 million for what? A bunch of bureaucrats to decide who gets help and who does not?
Hello.
How many people would just get housing for that?
Why do we have to gatekeep? Why do we have to means test every single thing? How dare you means test when people don't have means?
Say that part.
Like, here you are putting stipulations on people. Here we are expecting people who are unhoused, who are experiencing crisis. And let me take the unhoused back because that makes it sound nice. Who are homeless, who live on the street due to poverty and inability to access any sort of health care, physical and mental, full-blown lack of resources. We are okaying.
Oh, absolutely.
We are okaying all of this treatment by allowing all of this to continue to happen because we know for certain this isn't working. We know for certain it won't work. We are expecting people who are experiencing severe crisis to do the things that people who are not experiencing severe crisis struggle with every single day.
Struggle with it. They're struggling with it. We are struggling with it.
We are expecting them to get up and get motivated and put those hands on those bootstraps, baby. Get to it. If you just got a job and took a shower,
clean yourself up a bit.
If you just got that done, is that all it takes for you, Margaret? When you're severely depressed and you just can't get out of bed? Is that all it takes for you? A quick shower and get out there?
Cup of coffee? Find you a YouTube content creator that wants to take you to the barbershop and give you a makeover. And then you can go get that job.
Listen, you just severely peeved me off with that because that is it. That is like the state of our world where we have to rely on a YouTube content creator to give the extreme makeovers, homeless edition.
Right.
So that you can go get a job and be a productive part of society.
Because that's just how it works, babe.
Just imagine if we treated people as the neighbors that we wanted them to be. Just imagine if we treated people as the humans that they are. That's a concept I understand that a lot of people are just going to say absolutely no to. But so let's say, what if we treated them like the neighbors and citizens that we want them to be? You might not be able to because you might not be the neighbor that anybody wants to live next to.
Right.
What? Your whole affect just changed. What happened?
We just got a Barmageddon came through the text. The people who have the least have to give up the most so that the people who have the most don't have to give up anything.
Woo! Bang, bang. Don DeMarco.
Oh, come on, guys. Someone just said, I've just been sitting here imagining Ambush going around cutting brake lines in the green. Come on, man. Reel it in, guys. Reel it in.
Oh, man. Please don't do that.
It wasn't me, guys.
It wasn't me.
That was a good segue into Hollywood, for sure.
Hit it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, I mean, national story. It's all everyone's talking about, the strikes. I love this
title. Solidarity always with all workers.
And orcas. Okay. United Labor has entered the chat. Oh, I love it. SAG-AFTRA has joined WGA in striking. The unions are seeking better pay, more residuals, and more protections for their members. The strike has been going on since May 2nd, 2023, and is the first time that both unions have been on strike since 1960. The Writers Guild of America and SAG-AFTRA filed labor complaints against NBC Universal, alleging the company is disrupting their strike efforts. NBC Universal has allegedly obstructed picket locations with construction fencing, resulting in picketers marching in busy streets where two have been struck by cars. Mm. Whoa. NBC Universal has also allegedly not provided barriers to establish pedestrian walkways. They have also trimmed trees lining the sidewalk outside of Universal Studios in Los Angeles, providing no shade to picketers during a heat wave. These are acts of aggression, guys. LA City Controller Kenneth Maya is investigating the matter and has found that no permit was issued for the tree trimming.
Mm-hmm.
NBC Universal said that they were unaware that the tree trimming would create challenges for demonstrators and that they're working to provide shade coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Plain in your face. The WGA has been on strike since May 2nd.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So by now, you already know what all the fuss is about, right? Who would have thought that so many of the faces that we enjoy on our television screens and devices are living check to check without health insurance? So that kind of blew my mind, right? These are actors and actresses that we've seen that aren't necessarily A-listers, but they're recognizable faces. You know, these are people you used to see in all these different series and shows and, you know, movies. And then to get the statistic, well, to get the data that in order to have health insurance, you have to be making at least $26,000.
Well, and that's through that union.
Through that union, yeah. Yes. And more than 80%.
Yes. Do not qualify.
Do not qualify. That's wild.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
That's wildly wrong. When the CEOs of these studios, there is a CEO making $500 million a year.
Half a billion, guys.
$486 million in a year. For what? Like, right. Someone, you know, I get it. We have all been told that this is the way, this is the, you know, the merit and the stuff. And we, the higher you get, the more money you make, the harder the decisions, the more the responsibility. You're so in charge of all of it. If your workers are getting negative checks.
Negative. This is not like hyperbole. Negative checks.
Negative. If you are sending checks out for one penny.
Or negative 18 cents.
But you have 486. I mean, what is the math on how much money is that a month?
Right. Right.
I mean, if that is the case, how do you even go, yeah, this makes sense. For sure.
Now, the
worth it.
A studio's exec has been quoted as saying the end game is to allow things to drag out until union members start losing their apartments and their houses. Ron Perlman
has entered the chat.
Hellboy's entered the chat. He hopped on his IG and said,
he turned into Clay.
He turned into Clay.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what his name is.
Yeah.
He said, there are many different ways to lose your house.
Man said, get the guns, Gemma.
Yeah. He later deleted that and stated he didn't actually want anyone harmed on either side, but that the strike was a symptom of a struggle. That's way bigger than the strike itself and the soullessness of corporate America and how everything has been corporatized in this country. Corporations only care about one thing, and that's quarterly profits and their shareholders and their stockholders, he continued. When you co-opt something that deals in beauty and the human experience like film and television does, like any of the fine arts do, but it's being run by people who only care about one thing, and that's money, it makes for some very strange bedfellows. Good on him, because there needs to be some type of reaction to remind you that these are real people, right? It can't always be we take the high road, especially when left up to the execs, they only want to make it worse. They want to punish you for speaking up. And then they want to say, we're presenting groundbreaking and revolutionary offers. There was a proposal with regards to AI, which is on the table, you know, as part of this conversation. Actors are concerned about AI. Writers are concerned about AI. And this is what the studio said. We got an idea for you guys. This is what we want to do. Hear me out. That's what we want to do.
Quick pitch.
So all you background actors, we want to bring you in. We're going to pay you a day rate, which is probably terrible, whatever the day rate is. We're going to pay you a day rate. We want to scan you, get you all scanned in. And then we cut you a check, you know, that day rate, and we get to use the scan in perpetuity.
Perpetuity.
I was like, are they pitching this to other execs or to the actors? Because
absolutely incredible that they would pitch that as revolutionary and groundbreaking to the people that they're like, we're going to take money away, more money away from you.
So you mean to tell me, and I saw some, I saw a tweet that showed what they can do with AI. So say you're a background actor.
Okay? I am, actually.
And yes, you agreed to do this under duress. You know, okay. There was a cell phone bill. I need a quick hit. This is like payday loans or even worse. So like
way worse, but yeah.
They scan you. They got you. Okay, cool. Then with AI, they can turn you into a white woman. They can change your ethnicity. So now they have.
I have always kind of wondered what it would.
Right. Just kidding. But now they can turn you into several different ethnicities and reuse you over and over again, depending what the circumstances, right?
Yeah.
Whatever the need is for that particular project. Here's an even more worser part.
More worser.
You take off. You become an A-lister.
But it's my AI.
But they know. So you continue to, your career continues to take off.
Oh, and you actual legitimately me.
Become an A-lister.
Oh, okay. Yes.
They still own the AI I'm version Chris of Pratt. You that they can now cast in anything.
In anything.
And benefit off of your rising star.
What if they make a Gemini woman?
Right.
And it's just AI, Morgan versus Morgan.
Bruh. Well, don't. All right. You lean into sci-fi. You know what I'm there for.
Ambush. I'm sorry. Has anybody watched the Black Mirror episode, Joan is Awful?
Man.
Because I'm pretty sure this is exactly it. And in true Black Mirror, you know, form, it was just moments before we learned that, you know, studios were actually looking to do this, that they come out with an episode that is legitimately the avatars being sold and used, and because you didn't look at the terms and conditions of your Streamberry account, they have access to everything in your whole life and whole day.
That was the best part. It was the terms and conditions of your Streamberry, your Netflix account. I'm going here to watch, and you made the terms and conditions a thing where you can now produce content off of me.
You are watching me and producing content from my life, and I'm getting nothing. I'm getting nothing but a headache.
Bruh. Now, despite
the... And left, because, you know...
and bluffed.
Left.
Left.
Yeah. Her partner was like,
dude. Oh, yeah. Man. He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So, despite the strike, there are conditions under which some projects will continue production. Actors can work on independent films. The union has created interim contracts for actors working on independent productions, and 39 productions have signed that agreement so far.
Can I just add that it isn't just an independent film. Like, they still have to be approved, basically, by the union. And the reason they get approved is because they are paying fair wages.
Right.
because they are not exploiting and they are not a part of that, the union that
is
that they're, that they're striking against.
They're being struck. actors can participate in student films being made in connection with the student's coursework at accredited educational institutions.
That's tight.
They can also uphold other contracts for gigs like voice work in video games, animated TV shows, audiobooks, and dubbing for foreign language projects. They can still do commercials, live entertainment, and podcasts. Some social media influencers are also represented by SAG. And while they can still post most promotions, the union says they should not accept any new work for promotion of struck companies or their content unless they were already under contract before the strike.
Can we talk about those things real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Because there are, I think most social media influencers are not a part of a union. And too many of them are saying, I don't care about that union. I'm not a part of that union. Yeah. I don't want to be. I'm not going to be. So, yeah, I will accept that work while these people are striking.
They're chomping at the bit.
And now you want to call me a scab? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, because you're doing the scabbing. It is one thing, you know, there's capitalism is going to kill us. We already all know that. But we got to do a better job. Like, we have gotten better in some ways. You know, the kids are doing better than the kids previously.
Right.
In many ways. But this, we're not talking enough about the indoctrination of capitalism from the beginning. Because when you are a teenager and you are an influencer, you've got millions of followers on the Clock app, and you're like, I know everything already.
Look how many followers.
Look how many followers I have. Look how much money I make. Mom.
Clearly, I know what I'm talking about.
You cannot convince certain people at certain times in their lives that what they're doing is detrimental. That what they're doing is messed up. That what they're doing isn't this individualistic moment in their life. This isn't their open door for opportunity. This is a back door to backstab.
Yep. Yep.
And to be clear, you do want to be where those people are. Even if you don't think you want to be an actor, what are you doing accepting acting gigs then? You do want to be. You want part of that.
The worst part
and
is...
And you're willing to... Sorry, but you're absolutely willing to step on someone's neck in order for you to get that shot.
But look at what you're willing to get to a place that people are telling you is uninhabitable.
Like, and that's the thank you.
Yeah, like you want to jump over these people. You want to jump over these professionals and walk all over them for your opportunity to be abused.
Right. Because it wouldn't happen to you. Because what, you read contracts different? They are absolutely systematically trying to make sure people do not make money. And keeping people poor means you are keeping people working. Because most of the people who have no money are working every day. Do we agree?
Yeah. Check to checking it. We got a text. But if you treat people as humans and act like they have a right to have their basic needs met, how do we maintain an underclass to ensure that workers still willingly sign up to be underpaid for terrible working conditions? Morgan. How, I ask. How they ask.
Yeah, you don't. How? I guess.
Oh.
You're totally right. It's just another banger of a tweet that, you know, what are you going to say? That's exactly it.
Yeah. Also, someone sent a picture.
Oh, boy.
Green man suit.
Oh, OMG. Okay. I did save you all just now from a very loud cackle.
Wow.
That was coming forth.
Wow, guys. Wow. One last thing I want to add in.
Happy birthday, Dika.
Hey, and who else?
Happy birthday, Quaisha.
Okay.
The 20th is a packed day for me in my life.
Self-tapes, something that is also on the table here.
Not the work from home.
Yeah, right. So, self-tape, audition tapes. This is when actors would normally go in for an audition. You know, everyone's waiting in the hallway to get called into the room, to read a couple lines, and, you know, audition. There was a transition into actors and actresses being able to do these auditions, record them at home, and then send them in. Unfortunately, the result of this was a hierarchy. It was described as an arms race, where you have some actors that have access to better equipment, better lighting, better cameras, better audio recording and mixing.
Maybe direction.
Maybe even direction. So their audition tapes, their self tapes, are better than those that don't have access to all of that equipment. And I could imagine them not having access to all this equipment because they're living check to check. In any event, what this did was create a little industry of people that opened businesses for actors and actresses to go record their self-tapes. And these little studios reportedly ranged from $60 an hour to $150 an hour. So here you are paying for these sessions. And of course, there was already costs involved. Like, you got to put gas in your car to get there and, you know, whatever time you got to take off from your day job to go audition. There were already costs associated with it. But this is now like an industry that has been created.
Exactly.
That moves the cost from the studios to the actors.
To the gig working actors. Shout out to Lyft. Shout out to Uber.
Bruh.
Bring your own car. Do your own maintenance. Slap a sticker on it. Call it us. You're on your own. It's the same. And if we allow them to push all of their expenses that they should be paying on to us who make no money and literally make negative money in comparison to what these people are making, literally negative, they push it on to us so that they get to pocket more. It isn't like they take that money and then do something great with it.
They certainly don't.
We aren't sacrificing for the greater good. It's literally for their pockets. It's for hoarding purposes. It's for them to be able to call themselves millionaires and billionaires.
Well, they have a responsibility to their shareholders.
Thank you for listening to News with My Fiance, brought to you by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. Be a part of the tech squad. Shout out to Kyle. What?
Right.
Ambush, close it. Shut it down.
Today's show is made possible by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush, podcast editor Kyle G. Thank you all so much for joining the conversation via text. You know, we love it. We love it.
Ba, 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 ba. Yes. I was late. That's the time.
Okay. Once again, you know how we do. Don't let individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People are the profit. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening.
Solidarity with all workers. Bye.